What is up, administrator, mastermind, and teach better family? My name's Jeff Gargas. That's our good friend Alex Valencik. And we just got done with, I think, a really powerful and super valuable administrator mastermind meeting. All around state testing, which is everyone's favorite topic, correct, Alex?
Oh yeah, it's the thing. I mean, we look forward to it so much. It's like it's our March Madness, but not actually in like the fun way.
Yeah. It was definitely like a it was a good topic. We had a good conversation, but like when we first started talking about it, it was kind of like but I thought it was we went down a fun road with it. And I think there's a lot of, it's really great to have this group as support, because this is a difficult time for teachers and for administrators. This group is obviously specific for administrators. We started with kind of a fun question, and that was a sense of back in the day as a student, if you could replace one subject in school with nap time, what would it have been? So if you were watching this now, you can drop in the comments and let us know what would you have replaced with nap time, a nap time period back in the day. And then I added on to that also, like right now as a administrator, what would you replace with nap time? Alex, I forget, what did you say you would replace?
So the thing I said was my freshman of high school year was orientation to technology. Keyboarding skills for an entire semester. It was the first class of the day. It was terrible. Like, all we did was keyboarding skills. Like, that's all it was. It was a ridiculous name for a ridiculous class. And I would have rather had a nap.
Fancy name for keyboard skills.
Yep.
Yeah. We had several people that said science because we took a lot of notes. But then they're like, well, nowadays, though, science class can be super cool. And if you have the right teacher, it's like really awesome. But all right. So let's get into next one we do. So one of the questions that we talked about and that we discussed was how we prepare students for state exams while trying to minimize the stress and anxiety. And one of the first things that was brought up that, and I wrote down, was actually, I put in quotations, good anxiety. And someone brought up that they feel like pretty much since COVID, there's been, not that they want anxiety, but they feel like there's less of a focus and importance placed on these tests from students. And therefore it makes it a little bit, that becomes another challenge for approaching them and making sure that they're ready to actually put the time and effort into it. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. It's like, we're seeing, it's like, because of COVID, a lot of states are like, we're not doing any testing. And then it was like, oh, we don't have to do tests, and yet school can continue on. And people are like, why are we doing them? Then testing came back, and students, there's a lot of them who are just like, who cares? Like, nothing's going to change if we don't take the test. So sometimes we'll go in, and you know, it's like the teachers, they have their proctoring things, and they read to the students, and they'll have things like, don't hit submit until, you know, you've actually completed the whole test. And then there'll be a kid who's like, done. And you're like, there's no way you did a 75-minute test in 75 seconds. Like, so now we have to go through the whole process of trying to get them back into the test. And, or you have the students who, they just put their heads down. So trying to find a way to bring back that good amount of pressure of these assessments, these tests, they're valuable. They're important because they give us this large scale data and information about what's happening. But that means we actually have to have students do their best work and really show us what they know on that test, instead of just clicking through as rapidly as possible to see if they can get done before the teacher's done giving instructions.
Yeah. And we talked about the fact that, like, it's not trying to induce anxiety that's in a negative sense for them. We were referring to it as good anxiety, meaning just caring and understanding that while state testing is stressful and there are things that we'd all love to fix about it, the fact of the matter is they are used for a lot of things. Hopefully they're being used for feedback on how we can improve, but they're used by our states for funding, for support, for students, for where they can and cannot go in the future. And it's a matter of, like, how do we find this balance between not wanting to get stressed out about it, but for them to understand that these are important things, that they do have value, that if we utilize them correctly, and they can have an impact on your life, student. And so finding that balance. So a lot of our conversation, regardless of the questions we had, kind of, I think, revolved a little bit around the idea of, like, we have to understand that while they're stressful, there is value to be pulled from and gained from these tests. And while there are things we'd like to fix and things we don't like about it, there is value as well. And I think that was a common theme to the entire conversation, at least from my viewpoint.
Yeah, like those, like the standardized assessments have been a part of the education landscape, I think, for longer than I've been alive at this point. And somehow I think sometimes like we hope that maybe they're going to go away, and it's like they're not going to go away. No, like you said, maybe we can do things to fix them and address some of the fundamental issues within them. But there's still that value in that test. And those tests are things that happen outside of school. And like I shared, like, you know, I know people who are studying to become electricians. They still have to do standardized tests as part of that work. It's not all going in and actually working with the wires. So it's something that's just part of life.
I think that led into a couple of other questions. Well, so I want to jump sort of to where we kind of talked about how there's almost two different levels of the readiness. One is just in general, your classroom should be and your school should be focused on rigor and preparing students to understand and move towards mastery of the content itself. But also that when it comes to these types of tests, there's another level, and it's a different skill to understand how to take these tests, how to read the questions properly, how to look for the, I think someone used the term like a trick question or questions to get the kid who only reads, you know, the short little couple words. How do we know you, I think you actually brought up the idea of like there's an image and like knowing that you can zoom in on the image, or how do you do that so that you can properly understand the question? So it became this level of like, and we talked about sort of the teaching to the test and how if we change the meaning of that phrase to mean not only and ever only focusing on or ever caring about these tests and how to do it, but rather what does that actually mean? Well, it means preparing them to have the content knowledge to be able to answer the questions, but also have the skills and the tools available to them to be able to handle this test, which is likely different than what they're doing in the classroom.
Yeah, it's just like introducing students to the format of the test itself, because teachers aren't putting their kids, like, you know, you don't finish a math unit then have the kids go on to, like, you know, Pearson next to do an assessment. But when they're doing that test at the end of the year, that may be the platform they're using. They need to know what is the platform, how do I use the tools in there, and do I know how to access the features that are built in. Sometimes there's the feature that the test can read questions to students, and sometimes those are turned on for everybody. And sometimes there's only students who, maybe it's based on like IEP accommodations. Mm-hmm. But did we show the students how to turn it on and how to use it? Because if we don't teach them how to take the test, then they may have all the content knowledge in the world, but if they don't know how to accurately put that information in, I mean, it's the same thing like when they're doing the essay questions. There's certain rubrics, and the people who are scoring are looking for very specific things. But if the students don't know what's being looked for, they may give a great response, but then it doesn't fill the requirements of the rubric.
Yeah.
Something I love doing is like I would actually print off exemplar like responses and just post them in the classroom and then have students write something. And then they would literally hold up their writing and they'd be like, oh, let's see, is this? No, that's not exemplary. Doesn't mean, oh, I'm like way down here. Okay, well, now I know what I need to go back in and fix. So it's just, teaching to the test is really preparing them for what the test is going to look like so that they have the opportunity to express that content knowledge.
Yeah, and I feel like that just leads into sort of, again, sort of the general feel for our conversation today was really around the idea of how do we find this balance of, or we need to find a balance of ensuring that all of us, students, teachers, administrators, understand the importance of these tests and or whether we want to call it importance or the value we pull from or the role that they play in our world. We have to understand that while and take and put in the importance that is necessary on them while also trying to balance the excess stress or undue stress and anxiety that goes along with it. And I think a lot of that I wrote down the word and circled like the word like connection. Like how does this connect to everything else? How does this connect to what we're doing in our classrooms? How does this connect to how we support our students in our community? And how does this connect to our students' future lives? And how do we make sure that everyone understands that? And that was all the questions. We didn't have necessarily a lot of answers for all those things, but there was a lot of ideas. And to your point, it's it's the two different skills. And I think that goes for both us as teachers, or those, the folks as administrators, the folks that are teachers, everything. Like, how in your role do you help support both of those things, that the content knowledge and understanding of the actual content, but also the understanding of how to do the things they need to do. And to your point, like, just because they have the knowledge doesn't mean they're going to write that essay question correctly, right? I mean, it's the same thing, you know, just if you kind of think, I was thinking about like just everything in your school is that, right? Like, they might have knowledge of how to be a good person, how to be a good student, whatever. But like, if they don't understand how your building works, they're going to get locked outside. Like,
yeah,
which is like, right? Like, they might have the knowledge of how to get in a building and how to walk through and open a door properly. But if they don't understand how your security stuff, it's the same thing. They might have all the knowledge in the world around math, but if they don't understand how to read and not be fooled by a type of question, that's not going to come through. And so it is two different sets of skills. And I think that's the same for those that are in our classrooms and those in administrator leading. It's like, well, we might have all the skills of an amazing math teacher, but if you don't understand that part of that is getting them ready for the test, you need to know how to fold that in. And as administrators, we need to be able to support them as best as possible that way. The last kind of piece that we talked about is making sure that our teachers understand that as administrators, we understand that this is a stressful time, that it's important, that it's difficult, and how do we best support them and help maintain their morale and their motivation and lower their stress and stuff like that during these times. What were some of your takeaways from that conversation?
Yeah, I really appreciate some of the comments about like trying to create space within the building where teachers can go and decompress and relax. I think someone said they actually had like students at like a community college would come and do massages for the teachers during break time. And, you know, even if it's just like a short, like 5-10 minute thing, just a way to get that brief moment of decompression. It also, like, you know, don't schedule your staff meetings when you're doing state testing. Like the topic of that staff meeting, it can wait until we're done with the testing. So trying to just take as many things off the teacher's plate as possible during that time to say, these are important things, but right now we just want you to be able to focus on this and not be worried about all the other things. And you know, I thought it was interesting. I think one person said like they even try to spread the testing out. So they do like some of them they'll do before spring break, and then they'll do the other portion after spring break instead of trying to cram it all into like 1 or 2 weeks back to back where it's like the whole building is shut down and we're doing nothing but testing. And the poor kindergartners who have to be silent in the building for like 3 weeks. And, you know,
just the entire everything feels stressed at that point. Right. So, they talk about that. Yeah. I love you mentioned the, I think she referred to as relaxation stations in different areas of their school. Someone, and you may not be able to do that. You may not have a community partner so that you can do the massage therapist and whatever, which I thought was a great thing. I quoted, I can't remember who said it, but they said, the important part is that we need to let the staff know that we're in their corner during this time. Like, and obviously always, but like specifically right now, because we know this is really difficult. We know this is extra stressful. So let the staff know that, hey, I'm in your corner. We've got your back. You can come to me. We can stress out like together. I'm going to do whatever I can to help you. Like to your point of like, we're going to cancel those meetings. We're going to pull that stuff. I'm going to take whatever I can so that you don't have as much on your plate because you have this extra thing on there. So I thought that was a really cool point there. And I think we can wrap this up by, I asked at the end advice we have for each other for getting through this. And it was dead silent. And then someone said, we'll get through this. We always do. And I thought, that was a good point, right? So if you're an administrator and you're in this stage right now where you're getting into here and maybe you're worried about it, maybe you're stressing about it. This is your community. You're at a mastermind community, your Teach Better community. Lean into each other because all going through it, it looks different everywhere, right? We figured that one out real quick, that it looks different, even just district to district in the same state, but we're all in the same boat and we're all trying to accomplish the same thing. So lean on your community. We'll get through this. And I think that's the message that also needs to go to your teachers as well. It's like, hey, it's going to be rough, but we're going to get through this. We always do. I've got your back. Let's continue this route. So any last words from you, my friend?
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about something I heard from a superintendent early in my career. We're never going to judge our students by one single data point. We're never going to judge our teachers by one single data point. Not even our schools are judged by one single data point. So the test, it's an important data point, but it's not the only one. And again, we're going to get through this. We always do. And I think that's the thing we can leave with, is just remembering we'll make through it.
I love it. Awesome. You'll get through it, and we will talk more about it probably next week. If you aren't joining us, we are together every Tuesday morning. When I hit this button to play the little video, you're going to see where you can go, teachbetter.com/mastermind, to sign up for free to get the link. And we have our Facebook group, which is also a great community for support as well. Alex, appreciate you hanging out with me and recapping with me, and we will see you all next week.